time for this week's Africa Report. Our guest is Sizwe Nkala, Research Fellow at the University of Johannesburg Center for Africa-China Studies. His latest work is a co-edited book with Professor David Monyai titled The Quest for Unity, an Appraisal of Regional Integration in Africa. Sizwe, very good morning to you. Welcome. Thanks for your time.
Good morning, and good morning to your viewers. Thank you for the invitation.
Let's start off with the elections in Chad and the implications of the election.
Yeah, Chad was voting yesterday in presidential and parliamentary elections. So these elections will take Chad to a democratic rule, because Chad has been under military rule since 2021. If you remember, its president died while visiting soldiers in April 2021. So his son, Mohamed Idriss Deby, took over. He was installed by the military after his father died. Under the Transitional Military Council in April 2021. So the transitional rule was scheduled to end in October 2022, but it was postponed, citing security and lack of constitution. So the country adopted a constitution in December 2023, which paved way for the elections. Mohamed Idriss Deby, who took over as the leader, and was announced as the ruling party as presidential candidate in the elections. So the elections are believed, are widely believed to be a box-ticking exercise, really, because the ruling party controls the institutions that manage the elections, like the Elections Management Agency and the Constitutional Council. Also, opposition leaders have been eliminated from the ballot through killings. One of the opposition leaders was killed. So it's an unfair election. So it's most likely that the ruling party, the Patriotic Salvation Movement, will image the winner, and the military leader will continue in the office.
Attacks on a refugee camp in the DRC.
Yeah, there were two bombings that happened in two displacement camps in the DRC, in the eastern region of the DRC, sometime last week. 12 people were killed, and then 20 people were injured. You will remember that fighting in the DRC between the M23 rebel group and the Congolese, the DRC government, intensified at the end of last year, which has displaced hundreds of thousands of people and killed hundreds of people. So it's believed that the attack on the refugees that were in these displacement camps was in retaliation of the DRC army as attacks on the Rwandan army. The Rwandan army has been accused of supporting the M23 rebel groups in the DRC, because Rwanda is believed to have economic interest in the eastern region of the DRC. But Rwanda has denied these allegations. I mean, the US, the UN, countries like France have also accused Rwanda of controlling and supporting the M23 rebel groups in the DRC, but it has denied these allegations as false. So these attacks, I think, they derail the negotiations for peace in the eastern DRC. Just recently, the president of the DRC, Paul Kagame, and the DRC president, Felix Tshisekedi, had agreed to meet to iron out the differences that have been the cause of the crisis in the eastern region of the DRC. But I don't think that meeting will happen, and the crisis will continue to deteriorate in that region of the DRC.
And then finally, the deadly floods in Kenya.
Yes, the floods. I mean, Kenya has faced like devastating floods, I think, in recent memory. So 228 people have been killed by the floods so far. Over the past 3 weeks, 72 people are still missing. and 164 have been injured. More than 200,000 people have been displaced and have had to find shelter in schools and other public facilities. 2,000 schools have been destroyed, and the remaining schools have been used as shelter. 3,100 households have been displaced. So it has caused a humanitarian crisis, because even the infrastructure to like roads and communication lines have been destroyed, making it difficult to reach survivors, the flood survivors. So I think what the floods in Kenya highlight is the climate change crisis that Africa faces. And it hasn't only affected Kenya, it has also affected Tanzania and Rwanda. So it's a regional crisis caused by the El Nino effect. So it's high time, I think, that the world and Africa in particular takes the climate change crisis seriously.
All right. Thank you so much for your time and for joining us this morning, Sizwe. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for the invitation.
That was Sizwe Nkala doing the Africa Report for us this morning. The situation there in Kenya. I was getting updates from friends there over the last couple of days. Really dire. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make it easy for them. We saw heavy rains, unprecedented in Dubai, in various parts of the world. And the force of nature, we are reminded, is much more powerful than all our technology and everything put together. They refer to it in secular terms as the force of nature, but in reality, it is the power of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We should never forget that.